From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama will hold talks with Jordan's King Abdullah today in the next leg of a mission to boost his foreign policy credentials. Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
Jordanian officials said they expected Obama and Abdullah to focus on the Mideast peace process. Abdullah will underscore the need for a just solution to the lingering Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the right for the Palestinians to an independent state. A key U.S. Mideast ally, Abdullah has expressed frustration with the slow, tangible progress made so far in the peace talks. But Obama is also expected to make his first full remarks to the press on his Iraq visit, where he met Iraqi leaders and U.S. commanders. While the Iraqi government seemed receptive to Obama's plan to pull out U.S. combat forces by 2010, they stopped short of actual timetables or endorsing the Democrats' position. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman, Jordan.
While Barack Obama was touring in Iraq, Republican presidential candidate John McCain was in Kennebunkport, Maine, visiting with the former President George H.W. Bush. The Arizona senator criticized Obama as someone who has no military experience whatsoever. He said, "When you win wars, troops come home." McCain again said that Obama has been completely wrong on the issue, while he has been steadfast in his position. Texas emergency officials are on alert for what could be the season's first Atlantic hurricane to make landfall. Tropical Storm Dolly is in the Gulf of Mexico and is likely to reach land tomorrow. Forecasts indicate the storm could intensify into a Category 1 hurricane by then. Laurie Johnson reports from member station KUHF in Houston.
Dolly is tracking toward Brownsville on the Texas-Mexico border. The state has activated 1,200 National Guard troops in anticipation of the storm's landfall. Ed Emmett heads up operations for Harris County in Houston. He says they're mobilizing all along the Texas Gulf Coast.
The state is, for example, diverting fuel trucks, telling them to be on standby to go to the area likely to be hit so that people can top off their tanks.
Emmett says a mandatory evacuation of the area is unlikely, but 250 buses have also been deployed to help evacuate the elderly and disabled if the storm worsens. For NPR News, I'm Laurie Johnson in Houston.
War crimes fugitive Radovan Karadzic has been arrested. Belgrade officials say the former Bosnian Serb leader was arrested in Serbia in a sweep by security forces. Karadzic was indicted by the UN War Crimes Tribunal on Yugoslavia for genocides during the 1992-95 Bosnian War. He's been hiding for the past 13 years. Japanese stock prices were higher today. The Nikkei rose by 381 points. This is NPR News. Iraq says it sees no need to cut oil output at the next meeting of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. That's despite continued high crude prices. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
Iran's oil minister said his country would oppose any calls for a hike in OPEC's output quota when the cartel meets in September because winter would by then be approaching. Ghulam Hossein Nozari also said the oil market is well supplied. Iran believes that a shortage of crude is not behind high oil prices. As OPEC's number two oil producer, Iran also relies heavily on earnings from its oil exports. Tehran has resisted calls from consumer countries like the U.S. for a hike in OPEC's output. It has also been at odds with the West over its nuclear program, which it says is purely peaceful and not aimed at making weapons. Oil prices hit record highs above $147 a barrel earlier this month, boosted by a weak U.S. dollar and tensions over the nuclear standoff. For NPR News, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.
The Senate today takes up a bill aimed at cracking down on oil price speculation. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says tighter controls on speculation in the oil markets will help lower prices at the gas pump. Republicans will try to add a provision to the bill calling for more offshore exploration. Also today, Texas oil man T. Boone Pickens goes before a congressional committee to tout his plan to reduce U.S. dependence on foreign oil sources. His plan is to put up thousands of wind turbines in the country's midsection. Pickens says they would provide 20% of the nation's electricity needs. Pickens also sees natural gas taking the place of gasoline and diesel fuel in transportation. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.